From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Today's resolution includes the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions regime ever imposed by the Security Council.
The UN Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. That, of course, was Ban Ki-moon. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. The United Nations humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, urged nations with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city is in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. He said up to 25,000 people have been displaced from rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday. A draft resolution at the UN Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for a cessation of hostilities. British Representative Michael Rykoff supports the resolution.
There should be a vote on that resolution as soon as possible. If not today, then I call for the Council to meet again before the end of this week to review the situation in Aleppo and for us to move swiftly to adopt that resolution to deliver a ceasefire and full implementation of the UN's humanitarian plan.
The resolution also has the support of the United States. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day. It's the first time it has curbed oil output since 2008. The reduction amounts to about 1% of the world's output. This is VOA News.